Well, there are growing fears that Donald Trump is influencing the Federal Reserve, a key US economic institution whose independence is vital to the future of the world's largest economy. Earlier today, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, signalled that he would cut interest rates for the first time since the global financial crisis, while in the same breath insisting the US economy is basically okay. And the more Donald Trump pushes the Federal Reserve, the more pressure will be on Australia's Reserve Bank to keep rates lower for longer against its better judgment. Our business reporter David Taylor explains.
When the US president says you're fired, you pack up your things and head for the nearest exit. But not if you're the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the US equivalent of Australia's Reserve Bank. In fact, the very idea is laughable.
Mr. Chairman, if you got a call from the president today or tomorrow, and he said, I'm firing you, pack up, it's time to go, what would you do?
Well, of course I would not do that.
I can't hear you.
That's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell answering to the chairwoman of the House Financial Services Committee, Maxine Waters. Mr. Powell is giving evidence to the House of Representatives Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill in Washington. Politicians want reassurance Jerome Powell isn't being bullied by President Trump. Over the past few months, Jerome Powell has copped nothing short of abuse from the president on social media. Late last year, Donald Trump told the Washington Post, quote, not even a little bit happy with my selection of Jay, and later tweeted, our Federal Reserve doesn't have a clue. And today, even after reassuring Congress the economy was solid, Jerome Powell hinted the Federal Reserve would likely cut interest rates for the first time in over a decade later this month. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney was naturally confused and pushed Mr. Powell to explain himself.
What economic factors do you believe would justify taking the unusual step of cutting rates by a full 50 basis points?
The extent to which trade developments and concerns over global growth are weighing on the outlook.
In plain language, the Fed chairman is saying the economy's going okay now, but he's quite worried the president is going to tip the economy over as the spat with China escalates. During and after Jerome Powell's speech, markets decided there was a 100% chance the Federal Reserve would cut rates later this month, sending the main index on Wall Street past 3,000 points for the first time. So what's really behind this change of heart on the economy from the Fed chair? Well, Stephen Guilfoyle is a former managing director of floor operations at the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, yeah. The expectation now is that 100% chance that they'll cut the Fed funds rate by 25 basis points.
Is there any evidence at all that the president, Donald Trump, has actually influenced Jerome Powell in terms of changing his rhetoric now, that the market is expecting another 25 basis point cut at the end of this month?
It's almost impossible to know that for sure.
So you're saying there is no evidence at all that the U.S. president is influencing the U.S. Federal Reserve?
I don't see any. There's no overt evidence. I mean, I think there's evidence of contention between the two men. That much I'm willing to admit.
If the Federal Reserve does go ahead and cut interest rates, Stephen Guilfoyle says it will put even more pressure on RBA Governor Philip Lowe to cut rates again and again.
I think almost every central bank that's not in a fist fight with inflation is probably going to be lower for longer.
But RBA Governor Philip Lowe is a reluctant cutter, to put it mildly, and has pleaded with the government several times to increase government spending instead, to help him lift the economy out of its funk. Josh Frydenberg met Philip Lowe this morning to discuss just that. Here's the Treasurer on Sky News.
He and the government are at one when we continue to look for new infrastructure projects that are going to be in the best interests of the economy.
But the Treasurer also made it clear he wanted state and territory governments to help foot the infrastructure bill as well.
And he's also talking not just about the federal government, but also the state governments in terms of their infrastructure spend and the importance of ensuring that that is spent on the right projects and at the right time.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, David Taylor with that report.